Shalom, today's daf yomi is yoma daf yud yuma 10. So it says in today's daf yomi, Amar Bishu ben Levi, Amar Rebbe, the Rebbe taught, Atida Romi shetipo biad pras. Rebbe said that in the future, Rebbe was living under Rome, he said in the future, Rome is going to fall into the hands of Persia, as it states in the prophecy of Jeremiah about the vengeance that God will take on the nations of the world. It says in Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 20, listen to the counsel that God counseled towards Edom, and to the people of Teman, and here in this verse, Adam is a reference to Rome that comes from Edom, and Sirei Atzon is a hint to the Persians. And Jeremiah was prophesizing that Hashem Yisbarach was swearing about Rome that the Persians will exile them, will force them out of the land. So Maskefa Rabba Barua, my mashma dahai Sirei Atzon parasu. Why do you say that the reference to the Tzi'irei Hatzon, the young ones of the sheep, is a reference to Persia? Dilsiv, doesn't it state with respect to Daniel about the dream that Daniel had in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 20, and the angel Gabriel said the solution, Ha'ayo asher ha'isi ba'akranayim malchei madayu paras. So there we see that Persia in the dream of Daniel is called an ayo, which is a ram, which is from the sheep, ve'ema, but maybe it's a reference to Yavam, maybe it's a reference to Greece, Dichsiv, because also about it states in the solution to the dream of Daniel that the angel Gabriel said, v'hatzafir asa'ir melch Yavan. So also about Yavan do we see that it's referred to as Tzon, because the sa'ir, the goat, is also considered to be part of the sheep. So therefore we see that Rabbi Baravu is questioning that the sa'ir Yatzon refers to Persia overtaking Rome. Kisalik Rav Chaviva Bar Surmaki. So when Rav Chaviva Bar Surmaki went up to the land of Israel, Amra Kameda Humer Rabbanim. So one of the Rabbanan said in front of him the question of Rabbi Bar Ua, that maybe this is a reference, Yeratzon is a reference to Yavan, to Greece, and not to Persia. Amroi Mandal Yada Perushe Krai Mosif Tiyufto Rebbe. So he says somebody who doesn't even know how to explain the verses is going to ask a difficult question on Rebbe. Rebbe wasn't determining this from the fact that the verse said Tzon, but from Tzirei, my Tzirei Atzon. What does it mean, the Tzirei Atzon? It's Zutri Da'achoi, the youngest one amongst the brothers. And that is a reference to Persia. The Tani, like we learned, Rav Yosef says, Tiras, that says in the verse about Yefet, it says the reference to Tiras, his last one mentioned about the sons of Yefet, Zeparas, that refers to Persia. So when it says the youngest ones of the Tzon, that's a reference to Persia. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Yehuda Asida Romi Shetipo Biab Pras. He says also, in the future, Rome is going to fall into the hands of Persia. And this we're going to learn from a Kal v'Chomer, from an argument, a logical argument, from the Kal to the Chomer, from the light to the stronger. Ma Mikdash Rishon Shebanu B'nei Shem. Just like the first temple, which was built by the sons of Shem, Vichrivu Kastim, the Jewish people built it and the Babylonians destroyed it. And then in the end, Nafu Kastim Biad Parsim, the Babylonians fell into the hands of the Persians. The Kastim fell into the hands of the Parsim. Because Belshazzar, who was the king of the Kasdim, was basically overtaken. But Mikdash Sheni Shebanu Parsim, the second temple, which the Persians built, because Koresh, the king of Paras, built it, Vichrivu Romayim, and the Romans were the ones who destroyed it. Einu Din Sheyipu Romayim Biad Parsim. For sure, the Romans will fall into the hands of the Persians. So Amar Rav, and now Rav says the opposite. Rav says, Asida paras shetipo biad Romi. Rav says, in the future, Persia will fall into the hands of Rome. Amruei Rav Kahana Rav Asi Rav Binuye biad sesurei. You mean to say that the people who built the temple, they are the ones who are going to destroy it? Meaning to say, is it possible that those who built the temple, meaning the Persians, are going to fall into the hands of those who destroyed it, which are the Romans? How's that even going to be possible? Amar Wahu, so Rav said, in. That's exactly what it's going to be. Gzeris Melachi, that this is the decree of God, that meaning to say it's not that the ones who built it are falling to the hands of the ones who destroyed it. No, everything is coming from God. It's a Gzeris Melach. They're just messengers of God and doing God's will in this respect. Some say the answer is no, the Persians deserved it as well because they're the ones who destroy many synagogues. And so therefore, they're not going to be able to claim merit from the fact that they built a temple. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have another price which says, Atida Prasha Tipo Biad Romi, that Persia is going to fall into the hands of Rome. Chada de Satri Be Kenishta, one, because they destroyed synagogues, and two, Gezeris Mel Husha Yipu Bonin Biad Susrim. This is the decree of God, the decree of the king, that those who built it will fall into the hands of those who destroyed it. Tam Rab Yudam Arav Ein Ben David Ba, the Mashiach. The Mashiach, the son of David, will not come. Tivshot Malchus Romi Harsha Bekolom Kuo Tisha Chadashim, until the Romans' wickedness rules over the whole world for 9 months. Why does it say 9 months? Because that is the time, Gemara cites the verse, that a woman is pregnant for. And just like during the pregnancy and birth, these are birth pangs, that there is pain and difficulty, but then you have the most beautiful gift in the world of another human being being born. So too, the time of the Messiah will be preceded by 9 months of bitter, bitter pain, followed by the most beautiful gift in the world of the Messianic age.